off yesterday in the Gemara's Tzrichasa. So Rabba had just uttered the two memras, one which was by Gedi, Ganavlo Tvacho B'Shabbos, versus Gedi on Shabbos, Ganav Tavach B'Shabbos, and the other was Gedi Ganav Tvacho B'Machteres versus Ganav B'Tavach B'Machteres. So now the Gemara says, Utsricha. Why did he have to tell us these two cases? So this is where we stopped. And the continuation of the Gemara is a little bit tricky. So, Benny, have you seen this Gemara? Okay. You read yesterday, dear, didn't you? Yes. So, you'll now read. Go ahead. Utsricha. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now I'm going to ask you to translate this. The words aren't hard, but I want you to fill in the gaps. And if you can, someone else will. That's okay. You only have to read and translate, but you don't have to fill in gaps are anybody's responsibility. So, when you fail, yes. Okay, go ahead.
If it had only taught Shabbos, you might have thought because, I guess, it's always Aser, but the Machteres case is only Aser at that moment.
So, okay, you translated, yes. Okay, good. You said, now, I want somebody to fill in, because this is the crucial point. Adin?
That you would have thought...
Translate or fill in.
Do I have to stick to the translating thing?
Yes. I want you to read the sentence. So now, fill in. Imagine you're Rabbi Art Scroll, and you got to fill in the gaps here. Because this is the crucial point that the Gemara doesn't articulate, but Tosas struggles with. Tosas goes one way, then goes the other way, and then he comes back to the original way.
So now I'm scared. Okay.
That's my job. Okay, go ahead.
That we need to teach both cases, because if we only applied... I'm having a hard time translating also. We would think that Kimlei applies to Shabbos because Shabbos is a... It's always Aser, but we wouldn't...
Okay, so you just said something very important there. I'm not telling you it's wrong. It's what Rashi says, it's what Tosa says at the start, and what Tosa says at the conclusion, but not in the middle. What did he say? Tzricha what? To tell us that by Shabbos what? That there's coming... What is the other possibility?
You wouldn't apply Kimlei to Machteres or Shabbos. No.
But we do.
Yeah.
So Tzricha to tell us that if it only told us by Shabbos, I would have thought the din of Kimlei applies by Shabbos because of X, Y, and Z. What's the other possibility of what this means? Utsricha to tell us by Shabbos because... tell us because only had taught Shabbos what? Taught what?
So that Kimlei applies on
Shabbos? No. No, that's what he's talking about, but you're on the right track. It only told us that Kimlei doesn't apply to Knas on Shabbos. Remember, in the piece of Ganav, in each statement, Rabba has told us two dinim. One is that Kimlei, the Rabba Minei, does apply to Mamon on Shabbos. Two is that it does not apply to Knas on Shabbos. The question is, which of those is the chiddush that we needed to have been told? Which is the chiddush that Rabba is being mechadish? That's why filling in the gap is so crucial. If you read you read Rashi carefully, you got to ferret this out. So Rashi in Dibur HaMaschil, Mishum de'isurei Isur Olam, it's not so hard to find, but first he explains what does it mean, Isur Isur Olam. So Kol... Zman sheya idu alav shechid al Shabbos yimisuhu beizdin. That's just what the word. That's the explanation, the translation of the words. What does it mean, Yisrael? As opposed to what? As opposed to Machteres. By Machteres, I have to tell you, Machteres is a great deal on Kamlei with Rabbi Nei. If I had to pick which one I'm going to do, I'm definitely going to do Baba Machteres. Come armed to the teeth and be Baba Machteres in order to get my Kamlei with the Rabbi Nei so I can make off like a bandit with the money. You know why? Because Lagabe Shabbos, I'm chayv kares. If they ate them there, I'm chayv skila. If they give me hasra, right? That's bad. Baba Machteres. Well, I don't know that you're. If nobody gets killed, So I'm not chayiv kares as far as I know. I'm not chayiv misa. If we all get away, I'm happy. I have your money. Nice to meet you. It's been nice. A pleasure doing business with you. And I walk my own way. So bav machteres is definitely, if you're confident in your ability to defend yourself or not get caught, then bav machteres is definitely these two choices the way to go. So you went, so Shabbos being, what does it mean, Shabbos Yisrael? It means, even though you're not killed b'shas maisa, you can be killed, in other words, once you chayiv misa, you chayiv misa. Again, technically, it could be not eid and not hasra, but the misa is there forever. Whereas, when it comes to bav machteres, if you get out, nobody's allowed to kill you. It's over. Thank God, nobody got killed. Life moves on. So I would have thought that kamle b'derabaminei to pat you from the mamon only applies by Shabbos, but not by bav machteres. So that's why I had to tell you bav machteres. And now, when you flip it around, what's the other side? If iash me'inan, yeah, machtarto, machtaraso. All right, so explain now. So again, snaf, you don't have to translate. You can translate with explanation, but now we have to talk about what's being, what, how this reading, what does that imply about kamlei b'derabim? I mean, go ahead. If I had only told you machteres, but not Shabbos, and I only told you what? Again, that kamlei b'derabim applies to the mamon, baba machteres, I would have said it applies to baba machteres, but not to Shabbos. Why on Shabbos would I have said that you pay, that obviously, meis umishalim, so the Gemara says, because by machteres, machtarto zoi hasra asa. What does that mean? But Shabbos requires hasra. What does that mean? Alex? Was that a hand? I'm sorry, Damon.
Yeah, I mean, I was debating whether I wanted
to. Okay. Now, you can still change your mind. Still talk to the deeper as long as we're having the conversation. So you can be closer, both.
That by Machteres, the minute you go, you don't need a Hasra. Going into the Machteres is a Hasra.
Okay, that's correct. No, that is correct. You don't need Hasra for Baba Machteres. Right? In other words, you're Baba Machteres and I confront you, I can pull the trigger like that.
And you know that. No, you mean,
okay. Whether you do or don't know, I don't know if it matters, but yeah, Mahtar Tarzoi Sarasa. You know, you're not supposed to be tunneling to people's houses. That's usually pretty well self understood. So, therefore, what? What's more Chamor? I'm setting you up. I'm throwing you a softball here. Come on, you had this discussion. What? No, I know, but what does it mean it's more Chamor?
Oh, so therefore,
coming to the army would apply. No, yes. Yes, I understand. Oh, what was it? So, what's more Hummer, firstly?
Oh, the din not the actual killing him, but the din that you would be killed, like,
well,
the Avera.
I would have said, right? I would have said, I'm already going into what is Tosus, what should be Tosus' unstated question, that the Avera is already a greater Avera, it's a more Hummer Avera. And there, now, in both these cases, because it's a more chamor avera, what would the outcome be? That you would not say kamlei b'derabim yinei. Why? There, why wouldn't you say kamlei b'derabim yinei? No. It's the other way here. Oh, I'm sorry, correct. No, if it's more chomer, then we do say kamlei b'derabim yinei. I gotta remember which lashon we're in. Okay, which version. So you do say, why is that? And if it were less chomer, why wouldn't we say kamlei b'derabim yinei?
For some reason, we wouldn't be able to learn it out.
No, I know, but the only reason why you can't learn one from the other is the basis of breaking a kal b'chomer. And as you're saying, that if I knew by the kal one that you say kamlei b'derabim yinei, yeah, certainly by the chomer, but by the chomer, you wouldn't know by the kal. So why is kamlei b'derabim yinei a kula or a chomra? Okay, so you want to say, in this way we're presenting it, it seems like it's a, well, it's a kula for whom?
On the
guy. He doesn't get more of a punishment. Therefore what? So therefore, if the Avera, say, if the Avera is less chamor,
then you do have to pay. That's weird.
Then you would be saying, in other words, the more chamor Avera, if I knew the more chamor Avera that you say, kamali rabbi minei, but I wouldn't know that by the less chamor Avera.
Yeah,
So by the less chamor avera, I'm going to punish him worse. By the more chamor avera, I'm going to punish him less. As we say, the shmeitz is merap sinigra. Sounds like a Yiddish expression, but it's Aramaic. It means the shmua breaks the roof. Doesn't make any sense. It's an olam hafuch, Alex.
In the presence of a more chamor punishment, so we're not going to give you the lesser one, but the question is, how chamor is chamor?
Okay, so you are so clever, and you're incorrect on some level, but you're glossing over a basic problem, which will remain unresolved on some level, I think. You're glossing over a basic problem. What is more chamor here? The avera or the punishment?
The avera.
Correct, so why is that relevant? You see, here's the way it works. By Malkus and Mammon, see, this is a natural continuation. By Malkus and Mammon, what's the din of quatra mer? Lokel Mishalin. Misa and Mammon, not so much. Why? Because Misa is so chamor compared to Malkus that it's just too much. You know, to give a Malkus and Mammon, that's not, you know, it's a little of this, it's a little of that. But Mammon and Misa, that's like, oh, listen, overwhelming with that. Yeah, that's too much. We can't do that. So the crucial point then should be is not whether the Avera is Chamura, but whether the Misa is Chamura.
But just because we've never seen that before, we should say that that's not something to be Mechadish in the concept of Kim and Rav. Right now we're learning.
No, but I'll be Svar. Let me take the first case. When you're dealing with Shabbos, you say Shabbos is more Chamur because you can kill him forever. So on some level, not just now, I understand why you could term that the Misa Chamura. Right, because the death penalty has a longer period before the expiration date. It has no expiration date.
But then on the other end...
Well, just one second. So that I can understand. You might say that the Misa of Shabbos is somehow worse than the Misa of Baba Machteres, because Baba Machteres, if you got out alive, you're okay. We don't come after you and punish you. So it's not as bad a punishment. It could also reflect that Shabbos is a more Chamor Aveira. You could do it either way. You could say Shabbos because it's a more Chamor Aveira, therefore you get the Misa no matter what. Whereas Baba Machteres is not as Chamor, therefore if you don't get the Misa then, we don't give the Misa later. You could spin it as the Misa is more Chamor somehow. But on the other side, if we say that what makes Baba Machteres more Chamor is it doesn't require Hasra, Machtar Toz Hasra Aso, is that a Chomer of the Misa or a Chomer of the Aveira?
It could be seen as
so I want to know how, because intuitively, I'll give you your chance in a second. Intuitively, I said it's an indication of how bad an Avera it is. It's a bad enough Avera that you don't require, you should know. You don't require warning. But I would have said that the Misa itself is the same as Legabe Shabbos. It's a different form of the death penalty, but I'm not sure one is worse than that. I mean, technically, Shabbos is worse because Shabbos is Skila, whereas Baba Machteres is probably Hereg. What?
Yeah, what form of Misa would that be?
Baba Machteres?
It's a spontaneous, however he kills you.
Correct. But Skila is the worst of the four Mises based in. So you have to decide, is his spontaneous killing you worse than the worst or better than that?
I think that's Dafka what the difference is.
So I have to just tell you, though, that's nice, but I don't see that in the words. How do you want to see that? Stop. Let me just explain what Shueja said before, so we can go to the next step of the question. It's not fair if you don't explain. He's suggesting that maybe the Misa itself is more chamura because normally you have a highly regulated form of, tell me if this is what you, this, if I'm saying it wrong, or you're saying something else, let me know. If you have a highly regulated form of administering the death penalty, so the death penalty that you could get, wind up a machteres, could be a slow and painful death. Right? And that could very well happen. There's no regulation to that death. He kills you however he kills you. Thus, maybe that Misa is worse. Okay, I do understand that.
For the fact that there's no Hasra, no warning, no due process, just murder.
But
there's a certain type of way that that's...
Is the Misa worse, or does it tell you that the Avera that you did is worse, that you're so bad that we don't even need to warn you?
Is there a difference?
Yes. There is. It matters. It matters. Are you asking me my brisker attack question? Is there a difference? Is there a meaning to the difference? Yes.
No, that's not what I'm asking.
Oh, so what are you asking?
I'm asking, generally speaking, don't we sort of conflate the chumras of the Averis and the chumras of the Misos when we're trying to establish?
Yes, if I know that the Avera is more Chamor, Danny, and I'm trying to decide what the punishment should be, Mistama, I'm going to give you a more severe punishment. And if I look at two Averas, and one of them gets a more severe punishment, then I might assume that the nature of the Isser is Chamor. But here I'm starting with a fact. We can debate what the Metzias is, but the fact is that by Mechal Shabbos you get Skila, which is the worst of the four Mises, the way we Paskin. Baba Machteris gets killed, however he gets killed. And then we're discussing, is that worse than Skila, or maybe better than Skila, or maybe it could be either way. Well, now, in terms of, so we don't know, now the Gemara is suggesting that the punishment is clear, it's a fact. Right? However you want to interpret the fact, it is a fact. Right? Baba Machteris gets killed, b'chol ofan shemisuhu, Shabbos gets Skila. The Gemara gives us another fact, which is that Baba Machteres doesn't require Hasra, and somehow that's supposed to be a Chomer.
Yes.
Now, if we didn't know what the punishment were for the two, and I saw that Shabbos requires Hasra, but Baba Machteres didn't require Hasra, I would have argued, if this were possible, that the punishment for Baba Machteres, if it weren't in Beis Din, must be Skila. Why? Because if Shabbos already gets Skila, and Baba Machteres is a bigger Aveira, it certainly must get Skila. But in this case, I can't argue that, because I know for a fact that Baba Machteres doesn't get Skila, he gets whatever he gets. So I know those are two facts, and we're debating how to interpret. Is the Misa of a Baba Machteres, the Misa itself, worse than the Skila of Shabbos, or is it better?
Yeah, we're assuming that.
But the Gemara certainly says in this tzad that Baba Machteres is more chamur than Shabbos because Machtartazar, so you don't eat Hasra. So I would have said that what that is point, the words, even if you are right, you know, you're going to be making an ukimta in the words. Right? So my question to Shua is, even if he's right, that the misa of a Baba Machteres, and I'll let you speak, I'm sorry, Baba Machteres is worse than the Skila on Shabbos.
I don't mean that in any way.
Okay, so you don't mean.
This is your understanding.
Okay, so you're going to explain. So, but how do you see, whatever you're going to say, however you're going to see the chomer of the misa somehow, the punishment is worse. Okay, and therefore, you've gotten too much now, we have to say kamei rabbanei, we can't pati you on the mamon. So I want to know, whatever it is, that whatever makes this misa more chomer, however you're going to say that, where do you see that in the words? So your chance to respond.
Okay. So, right, it gives a parallel for each sign. One has olam alamas,
right.
One has the fact that it goes on so forever. That is going to be the chamor about. It's not talking about skila being a chamor type of death.
Correct. It just
it's not
means
about the method of death at all.
Absolutely.
It's actually talking about one of the technicalities about the death, which would be the fact that it's everlasting, or that we can bring it at any point in time.
Right.
That's in one way. The way that we inflict the death is chamor. You see, by the way, that because we can bring it at any point in time.
Right. But that. But
and the other one is, well, this is a chamor death because it can also be spontaneous and immediate, and without any warning. See, both of them are actually not talking about the form of death in its own right
okay.
at all.
I didn't want to suggest that in the first place, but I'll tell you what.
You could use it, as you said, you could use it about, both of them can be talking about how chamor the avera is, that, and both of them use those words of, the avera is so good we'll punish you anytime for it, and the other one's so bad we can punish you immediately without any due warning or process. Or you can flip back to the death side, and either way, it's just telling you that the way that we inflict the death, there are certain amounts of strictness to it, either because we can do it at any time, or the fact that we can do it now without any warning.
Right, except for, I think you were being a little too facile with the use of the term procedural. The fact that we can kill you on Shabbos, that it's not either in the moment or not, is not a procedural question. It relates to the fundamental nature of the Chiyuv Misa. The Chiyuv Misa of Baba Machteres is a temporary one. The Chiyuv Misa of Shabbos is a permanent one.
That's true.
Whereas here it is not related to the nature of Chiyuv Misa. Here it is procedural. Do I need to, in other words, the purpose of Hasra is Kedei Sheyatir Atzma L'Misa. I presume by Baba Machteres, there's a reason why you don't require Hasra. And that is that there's a danger to another life here. Now, what that produces is not, I think, a more chamur form. The fact that you can get the death penalty spontaneously doesn't indicate the misa is chamura.
Anytime you look at these things, you're not supposed to look at it in such a microscope.
Forget what
you're looking at. Oh, why is there no hasra? The point is, at the end of the day, that all the factors involved, this is an avera that doesn't get hasra.
But that's a technicality. It's not
a technicality. That's why the Gemara is using it as not just a technicality, but as a moment of showing you that there's some strictness to it. That's why, right, the fact that they can say, I can show this as a chamur over the other one, has nothing to do with the fact that it's just practicality, but it, in its essence, is a stricter event because of this, you might want to call it a technicality, but clearly it's more essential to the event according to this part of the Gemara.
Okay. I'm so, Yaakov, do you wish to respond? Or do you want to make Kabbalah? Since you.
I,
just sounds like you're saying that that's just an outcrop of the type of error that you're doing. I don't understand what the difference between what you said and like the fact that it's just from the
Avera. I do ask the question. I'll leave out myself. Why is it when I say that it's more Chomer because it doesn't require Hasra? Edom Zoma don't require Hasra either. Why don't Edom Zoma require Hasra? So we know. Technically, maybe it's hard to give them Hasra. But let's say you could give them Hasra. Right? So why is that? What's that?
We would give it to them.
And yet we don't. Now, I would argue, I guess the Gemara, you could argue the Gemara actually doesn't provide this as the rationale, but I would argue that there are certain kinds of things that I would have thought that the non-requirement of Hasra is not that you know what you're doing is wrong, is that we have an immediate and pressing danger.
There's a reason why technically in this scenario there is no Hasra. And you can explain the reason why, and it makes a lot of sense, because you're not going to give him Hasra, because the whole point is that guy is above Machteris.
Right.
100%.
So then why...
When the Gemara does these things, when they go through and they make Chomer by this one or the other one, it's really taking a step out of what the...
But you're not supposed to, and Rishonim will not necessarily accept that. That's my whole point. We're probing, does that make sense? In other words, in the other tzad, when we're going to get to Tosfos' second version, or the second possibility, so it makes sense, in other words, it makes sense if you tell me that here is an Aveira, that either... You get Misa even if you escape the moment, you still get Misa. I understand that tells you it's a more Chomer Aveira, right? If I tell you that this Aveira doesn't require Hasra, part of which assumes, that's a complicated issue in Pensor Remora, but part of which assumes, I think in fact postures is that the person doing it knows what they're doing is wrong and we have other pressing considerations, that would argue to me that it's not a Chomer in the own. If I told you in a vacuum that Baba Machteris doesn't require Hasra, therefore it's more Chomer, would you say to me that's an indication of the Chomer of the Misa or the Chomer of the Aveira? If you weren't looking at this Gemara, if it's more likely one of those two, which would you say?
Chomer the Aveira.
Okay, so now that's why I'm challenging. I'm particularly challenging because Tosfos is second. What's that?
That's in a vacuum.
Okay, so unless you want to turn, you're going to have to turn around and develop a whole shtickle Torah about legal theory here about how the Gemara looks at certain details. If I had no alternative reading in the Gemara, I'd be running to do that. There is an alternative reading in the Gemara, which does away with this problem. In other words, if you're focused not on why you say Kamal Rami Patrim, but rather focused on why you don't say Kamal Rami and you make them do both, then I understand the more Chomer the Aveira, the more we want to punish him. Okay. Fine. I hear what you're saying is not... Once you adopt Rashi's approach, you're forced into saying that, but it's very, very hard to understand why. It doesn't make sense. You would have expected the Gemara to say, hey, wait, the fact doesn't require Asra, you know, doesn't mean, therefore, that the Misa is more Chomer. You're assuming a very facile use of Chomer Bakul in the Gemara, which maybe you're right, maybe that's the last resort, but I would really like to think that there's something about it that makes sense to use this Chomer as a reason why, you know, again, there are two Mahalchim one can have generally. I'll take your questions in one second. One approach is to say that if the Aveira, if the Misa is more Chomer, we're going to say come labor the rabbi mine because we can only punish you so much. If it's a lesser form of Misa, then, you know what, we'll say come, just like Malchus, you give Malchus a mamon, so a less bad form of Misa would give you Misa mamon too, but a more chomer form of Misa, no way. The other side is to say, if you're looking at the Aveira, that the more chomer the Aveira, the less likely we are to say come labor the rabbi mine, because as the Aveira gets worse, we want to punish you more. Right? Those are the two choices. So when I adopt the second approach, if I adopt the second approach, which is Tosfos' second approach, and then I look at the Gemara, it makes sense for the Gemara to be talking about the Chomer HaAveira. But if I adopt the first approach, the Gemara has to be talking about the Chomer of the Misa. And I'm questioning whether or not it really...
Why do you have to switch your focus?
The more Chomer the Aveira, are you more likely to give him two punishments or one punishment?
What's the difference between the more Chomer the Aveira and the more Chomer of the Misa?
Shouldn't they
both have the exact same... No. Amount that you'd want to have on the other Aveira?
No, because the more Chomer, the greater the Aveira, the more likely we want to punish him. But if we just isolate the Misa, if we're not concerned about Chomer Aveira, in other words, these are two separate foci. They don't come in the same breath. If the Gemara is interested about the Chomer of the punishment, the more Chomer the punishment, the less likely we are to give him two things. The one more Chomer punishment suffices. So if you have mamon, you have malchus, misa, lesser misa, greater misa, I am more likely to say kamlei b'derabamine when I have a mamon and misa than I am with mamon and malchus. And I'm more likely to say kamlei b'derabamine when I have misa chamura versus when I only have misa kala. Okay, I promise. Ezra, you were first, then Daniel. And then so we'll go around.
I agree with Shua that you can't explain the Gemara this way. I need to explain it crucially by a simple case. Let's pretend that the guy in Mamon Matara has some way of doing skila on the spot. Okay, he can just take him and throw him, which is impossible, but let's pretend.
Okay.
Okay, and let's pretend...
A body slam.
No, but
a body slam, nafal b'nagag.
It's as chamor as skila.
Right.
And let's pretend that by Shabbos, we don't have to go through Beit Din. You can just warn someone and then give him skila on the spot if he keeps doing it.
Okay.
Then I think you would have to...
Don't you do that in Meir Sharon? I'm sorry. Yeah.
Then I think you would be have to... You would be forced to say that the skila that was given in Baal Machter was more chamor. It's not... It is that the Aveira did prompt it, but that skila is more chamor than the skila by Shabbos.
Why?
Because you're allowed to just throw him off without him, you didn't warn him, and therefore it's a more chamor punishment.
Without in warning, you just murdered a person because he deserved it. The other person, you warn him, don't do X, don't do it, and then he does it, and then.
I still don't understand why the death, the punishment is more severe.
When you're dead.
I agree.
Well, no, there are. There's dead, and then there's
right.
dead. You know, skila straight
for
Harrigan
Kevin. From a teacher, one day the teacher walks in and says that you have to start rewriting something all over the board for hours.
Right.
Usually, the first question the kid asks is why.
Why?
So in one of these cases, you get the answer why. In one of the cases, you don't.
But the nature
and
of
your
the
punishment out of
hasra.
Yes, but that is, I think, a reflection of that's a reflection of the chomer ha'aveira, not a reflection of chomer the punishment. That's
totally subjective.
No.
Why is that related more to the punishment? Meaning, you said the reason why there has not been Asura is because of the... You think the reason why there's no Asura is because technically that's the chum, because of the way that the bear is, that's why there's no Asura in a technicality. But... However,
well, no, I've been arguing... Look, I'm
still being punished in that way without it for that technicality. You can't separate...
I wouldn't
so
say
much.
That... I think if we looked at two people, one person who has a judicial process and one person who doesn't have a judicial process as an arbitrary, you know, a dictator and a lesser dictator or whatever, and they each give the same death penalty, I don't think we would say that the penalty was more draconian. We would say that the procedure was arbitrary.
But even in the procedure itself is draconian, then it's almost part of the punishment.
You know, even when the Supreme Court, when the challenges are made on the grounds of cruel and unusual punishment... I think it's usually on the grounds of what the form of the death penalty may administer, or that you give the death penalty bichlal, but not on the procedures that lead up to it. Again, that's not a perfect analogy, but maybe reasonable people can disagree, but I don't think that that's an indication of the chomer of the misa. Again, why is it that the more chomer the misa, the less likely we are to say kam l'arbonei? The answer is you suffered enough. So unless you're going to argue that the Baba Ma'achteres guy can kill you in a way that's far more excruciating than Skila, and therefore the actual Misa, I don't understand why the Misa is more Hamura. I understand why the procedures are stricter, but that's not the... But in other words, I don't suffer more or less fundamentally whether the procedures were stricter or less strict. I suffer more or less based upon the way you kill me.
Let's say, new case, that we have two guys that were Michal Shabbos. One gets skila without warning, one gets skila with warning. I think
yes.
It would be, again, you would be forced to acknowledge that the guy that's got skila without warning, it's a harsher punishment.
No, I would think it would be a less fair judicial procedure, not a harsher punishment. They both got the exact same punishment.
No, but it's harsher. It's less fair.
Exactly!
Harder.
But it's not the misa that's more chamura.
Box of the,
well, we've got we only have two boxes here. We have the Chomer HaAveira and we have the Chomer HaMisa.
But they're connected.
I know that in general, that was Danny's point, that there often is a parallel between the two. But I'm here. What? That's okay. I want to know which box you're going to put it in, because I'm telling you, in order to say that we are less likely to give you Kamle b'derabamine when it is more Chamor, that has to be the Chomer HaAveira, because it's so bad, you deserve more. If we say that you're less likely, we're more likely to say Chomer as the Chomer increases, that has to be of the Chomer of the punishment. And I don't think the chomer and the punishment changes based upon the procedures that led up to it. I would say, adarabah, the lack of requirement of certain procedures is an indication of chomer ha'aveira. For example, by the way, there is one other case. It's funny. Well, there's one other case of a death penalty where many of the judicial procedures and safeguards that are normally required are suspended. Does anybody know what that is? Somebody said it correctly. Say it louder. Thank you, Mati. Mesis. Right? There we require a hasra, but it's a hasra this way because that's the only way to get it. Right? And the typical procedures of hatzal and din and nefashos are suspended. Do you think that's a chomer of the reflection of the chomer of the punishment or the chomer ha'aveira? Mesis, who comes, someone comes up to you and says, let's go worship Abu Dazar. Okay, good. You know it anyway, thank you. We need to make sure that everybody in the shir knows two parshas. If I misquote something, you can correct it. Okay, so anyway, that's the din of mesis. In parshas re'eh, it follows the parsha of Navi Sheker, it precedes the parsha of Nirani Dachas. It's Perek Yud Gimel in Sefer Dvarim. Okay? So, mesis does not require most of the dinim of Hatzalah. Okay? Hasra is required in a backwards way. You have to machmin and lo edim, achore ageder. Right, and even there, it's not a full-blown hasra. It's not shiatar atzalamisa, otherwise you'd never have a mesis. He can't be that stupid, right? Do you know that if you continue your hasasa, we'll tell you to base him, right? He doesn't say so in the first place for a reason, okay? So all the things that are thrown out, is that because it's a chomer, the punishment, Ezra, or because the chomer ha'afera?
I admit that the...
Can I stop the sentence right there? No, go ahead.
The logical thing to say... is that it's a chomer of the Aveira. But the child of the Gemara is that it's a
chomer. Okay, so I understand. So the question is...
So you should try at least to say, why would...
So I would prefer it for that reason, pointing out that the second Mahalach Tosos is much better.
I agree that you can say that it's better, but I think it goes against the Pshat of the Gemara. So trying to...
I totally disagree. What... Why does saying, the Gemara is highlighting one of two things. Either that you do say come by the Rabbi name by the Karen, or that you don't say come by the Knas. I don't think you can argue that the text reads better one way or the other. In fact, I would argue that given that the major chiddush of Rabbah in this sugya is which one? And this is part of what drives Tosfos to the second teretz, at least temporarily. What's the major chiddush in Rabbah in this sugya? That you say come by the Rabbi name on the Karen, or that you don't say it on the Knas? That you don't say it on the Knas. Therefore, I would argue that the second reading is a much better reading on the Sukkah. Much better pshat. Daniel?
Okay, I don't know. I don't think that the Habav and Machter is just because there's no warning. It has nothing to do with the nature of why the Avera is more stringent or less stringent. Because it's just the nature of the case. It's similar to a Rodef. If somebody's coming up to you and is about to kill you, or the Habav and Machter's case... Maybe he just wanted to steal an item, and maybe he didn't actually want to. I don't think he hasn't done anything wrong yet besides trespass. Meaning, I don't think it's the nature of the Avera itself isn't as. It just.
Stop for a second. Yeah. I'm just filling a bit of tail here. Why does the Torah permit one to kill a Baba Machteris? You're forgetting the piece. Yes, but Nidan Ashrein Sofo. It's very different than a Ben Sora Umora. In that regard, the Nidan Al Shemsof is not the same. They're not the same Nidan Al Shemsof. There's a big difference between the two. The Gemara fills in the logic of Baba Machteres. What's that? No. Chazaka, she'ein adim mamid atzmo al mamono v'shoseik, and therefore the chazaka is he's going to kill you when you confront him. And therefore, once that's the case, habal haracha hashkem v'horgo. Okay. So, in other words, there's a presumption when you walk in, that's the assumption, when you walk in to somebody's basement, you know that if they confront you, this is going to be a battle for a life. You know that when you walk in.
And Misachim says, Mizarach that it has to be clear to you.
No, so the point is that the assumption, the reason why you're allowed to kill him, because the assumption is that the person who comes in would kill you when you confront them.
The way he said it was like, oh, all he did right now is trespassing. But we have a din by Bamatheris is that he's a trespasser who you are, it's as clear as day that he's coming to kill you. It is a rodent.
No. Firstly, Mizar HaShemesh means if you know he's not coming to kill you.
It means if you know
he's not coming to kill you.
Then you can't kill him.
Then you're not out to kill him. But otherwise, the assumption is that you kill him. And again, it's habala harakha is the expression, right? You know when a guy is bab machteres. Unless we know otherwise, the assumption is his intent will be that he's going to kill if he's confronted.
Fine. If he's going to kill when he's confronted, it's very different than him killing someone. Because of one simple fact, he hasn't done it yet.
Okay.
So, and the very reason, or not the very reason, the very fact that he's not given the Misa Le'olam, like on Shabbos, means that the Aveira itself wasn't that bad. He didn't go through with actually killing the person.
But the Gemara said, and therefore, what is more chamor?
Therefore, I don't think the avera itself is necessarily more chamor. It just has to do in that case that if your life is being threatened to some extent, even though he's not pointing a gun at you.
Okay, so I ask you then what is more? Then what's more chamor about it? You tell me the misa is more chamor.
I think it's less chamor than Shabbos. I think that's
but here we agree. The Gemara says that, but because it doesn't require hasra, it's more chamer than Shabbos. You're arguing that there's a technical occurrence. Well, I could have said before that it's because you could have said because you just don't have the opportunity to give him hasra. Okay, but
it's impossible to give him hasra. What are you going to say? Don't come into my house when he's tumbling underground.
I understand that, but the point is, the Torah, by the way, could have said another thing. The Torah could have said that you're not allowed to confront him. If he comes into your bedroom and is standing above you, then you have no choice. But you're allowed. You are allowed. In other words, I'm not suggesting that we. What is the Torah? Most certainly does not subscribe to the Florida version of stand your ground laws, as I understand them. However, there is an assumption of a man's home as his castle or something like that, which is that when you step into my house with ill intent, I am allowed to defend my house, and if defending my house will mean that you will then try to kill me, as opposed to if I didn't bother, if I just cowered in a closet or hid, that you wouldn't try to kill me and that we wouldn't come to blows, I am allowed to stand up to protect my property. If by standing up to protect my property, I then provoke you in attempting to kill me, I am entitled to protect myself against that, I am entitled to a preemptive assault against that, and I am allowed to kill you.
That's fine, but I don't think it necessarily has to do with how chamor the actual avera of him breaking into the house.
So I would have said, and remember, what's the normally a road? There's something more that's different about Baba Machteres. I've told you this before. It's more than a rodef. What's the difference between a Baba Machteres and a rodef?
He did not show himself, or you're assuming that he's going
to. So is a rodef.
No, but a rodef isn't a rodef. He's actually coming out.
Exactly. Exactly the point.
Even if it's more.
So why is a Baba Machteres nidan al shem sofer? What is he different than a rodef? Forget.
But I think a rodef is also nidan al shem sofer, just a different degree.
We could agree to that point, but I want to explain why is it that one of them requires absolute, virtually certitude that he's coming to kill you, where the other one doesn't. What does that tell you? Why are they different?
That's tunneling under somebody's one.
Because one, you've invaded their property; the other one, that you haven't. That's why. When I'm in the Rosh Hashanah and chase you with a gun, I'm a rodef, right? When I'm Rosh Hashanah coming up,
because the intent is much more clear when somebody's breaking entry into your property. I don't think it's the very fact that he's breaking into your property, but I think the intent is implied when he does break into your property, as opposed to being in the Rosh Hashanah.
So let me make the following suggestion.
Actually, it's 100% the opposite.
Like, if you know, because if you break into 770 with an eye,
what you just said was almost exactly the wrong. It's just that you're stuck in the bad way of looking at Aveiras, and that must be the reason why we do this thing, is because the Aveira is so chamor what he's doing. Is the Aveira that chamor what he's doing? As of now, all he's currently is, like, underground. Maybe not even being in his house as much as on the way to the house. And at this point, there's a chazaka that maybe he would, if he would attack, the other guy would, he would respond, and then he would probably end up dead. He must have this idea that if it would come to blows, he would end up
dead. So you want to tell me on such a minor offense the Torah allows you to get up and kill him?
And that's why it's such a chamor death. Isn't it
crazy? It's still not a chamor death.
That's why the punishment is so chamor, because even though his avera is not so deserving yet, and he has such a chamor.
It's not a chamor death.
Because
it's
a crazy chamor death. He hasn't even planned on killing him.
No, but
which
don't you... Listen.
That's a crazy chamor death.
Stop.
With al-hasra, he is given death. That's exactly
listen,
why...
Listen, you're divorcing this from the context. Why is a muachamor death? Why is a more chamur death pati from kamei berabba mine?
Why does a more chamur death contribute? Because the death was good enough.
Exactly. No. But why the death? Yes, I agree. But why is the death? Why is it? Why is a less chamur death not enough? Because it wasn't good enough.
It wasn't enough.
Why? So what is it about? We don't understand Kalei Rabbah Minei.
As long as we can make any type of distinction
between
this worse death and that worse death, we can say that that punishment is not enough to get rid of.
Why by a more chamur punishment? Why by a more chamur punishment? Are we less likely to say come
because,
the Rami
because of the simple rules of how we try to limit a drasha as much as possible. And if we knew the Chiddush by one thing, and we can make some distinction between that Chomer death and the last Chomer death, I could assume that if the death wasn't as bad, maybe Kinley...
I'm asking you why when the scale of the punishment, of the corporal punishment, rises from Malka through less Chomer Misa, however we define that, to more Chomer Misa, I want to know why is it that as the scale climbs higher on the severity of the punishment, we are less likely to apply Kamei B'Rabbah Minei. The answer is because Beis Din does not wish to be draconian. There's only so much we're going to do to a guy. We're going to punish him, we may kill him, but there are limits to how, I'll call it, vindictive we are going to be. Right? I don't know if the reason is because we don't want Beis Din to look overly cruel, you know, piling on here when the prosecutor gives, you know, we'll file 37 different charges, you know, so when the judge, if he runs the consecutive sentences consecutively, you go to jail for 943 years. I don't know exactly, but it appears to be something like that. The more severe punishment we inflict, there's a limit to how much the sa'ah punishment that we can give any one person for one act. Now, therefore, I don't care on what grounds we were or shouldn't be giving the Misa, and how bad the Avera was, and whether he really deserved it. At the end of the day, the question, it seems to me, should boil down to is, how much can Beis Din pile on one guy? And that, you only look at, that's why I'm obsessed, in your view, that's why I'm stuck at looking at the severity of the actual inflicting of the pain.
And when I realized you created two boxes, they weren't all inclusive, and there was this third thing that you had to see which box to put it in. And well, depending on how exactly you label the boxes, would you put it in that third box?
So now I'm telling you why I'm labeling the boxes the way I am.
And if you take all the amount of inconvenience or whatever it is, amount of infliction throughout the entire process given to this person, it would be more extensive than just the actual moment of death. It would also include the fact that you also were not a warned for it.
I understand that, but okay. So
if all you had was the death, and if all you had was the punishment and the chamor of the avera part, if you take another part where the person was given an injustice, such as that he wasn't warned or something, that would go into the punishment box.
So I'm going to prove to you why it's chamor ha'avera.
But we're just trying to find out that according to the guys who don't hold chamor ha'avera.
I know, but I see. Okay. I'm not. If I had no other approach, if there was only one way to explain the Gemara, I'd be forced into what you're doing.
This is where we always disagree. Where I like to.
No. You're justified if you want to say you want to explain Rashi, because you can say I have Rashi.
Yeah.
Right. If it were only a Havamina, I could say it was a bad Havamina, and this is why. You would still be obsessed with three. But what were they really thinking in the Havamina? Okay, fine. The Gemara earlier, when it wanted to dismiss learning the din from Adam Zonaman. And it said, Mala Edom Zomish Ein Tzarach Hasra. Forget why, but Ein Tzarach Hasra. Is that a Chomer of the punishment there, or a Chomer Avera? And the answer is, I think it's clear in the Sugya, it's a Chomer Avera.
Do you think it's Chomer HaAvera, or do you think it's the nature of how the Avera takes place?
Okay, so Daniel, what I'm afraid Shua was going to say to me is that that it doesn't go in either box. That's what you're saying.
That's what I'm saying.
I know.
It has to do with the nature of the character.
I know, but here's the story. If it does, I don't need to find out which box. I'll have it. Right now I'm creating tzaras for the first version in Tosfos, for Rashi, right? And if it doesn't fit in the Avera box, it doesn't make sense. You're going to turn around later to me and say, if it doesn't fit in the Onesh box, then the first Rashi the Gemara doesn't make sense. You're going to turn around in a few moments and say, when we get to the second approach of Tosfos, which I think in this regard is better, you're going to say, but it doesn't really fit in the Chomer Avera box either. Now, I think, and I may need more time, and maybe not now, to articulate why, I think that I'm willing to look at it as there's a Chomer HaOnesh box, and then there's everything else. I think it is possible, maybe not compelling, but I think it is possible to say that normally in order to kill a person, we require that they be Matir Atzma Lemisa. But there are cases in which we consider the Avera sufficiently Chomer for various reasons, what we may do this, that we employ the logic that you should have known, and therefore we're going to kill you without warning.
But
why?
You should have known.
You should have known tells you...
Or is this to defend the person who the attack is against? Meaning me praying to Baal...
Okay. I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I have a question for you. We could spend the rest of the semester, instead of doing Dina de Garmay, we could do the Sugya of Rodef. Okay, I want to ask you the following question. I am walking in the Rishus HaRavim, Holech L'tumo, and somebody has put a sensor on the floor, which is a trigger. Okay? This is a classic ethics question. I'm sitting in a chair that's about to electrocute me, but I have a gun. And if I fire that gun at you before you step unwittingly, totally on a target, just Holech L'tumo on the Rishus HaRavim, it will stop you from stepping on it and I will be saved. But I will kill you. However, if I don't, you will step on the target, and I will be electrocuted. Is that then a rodeh? Am I allowed to kill you?
Of course not, but that's not what's going on.
Why not?
Because the other person has the ill intent of trying to harm someone, even though they didn't do anything to them. Meaning, if I'm in my house, chilling, watching TV with my kids at night, and there's some guy who comes, who I've never met before, but knows that I live in the Five Towns, and I have a beautiful home, and I probably have a lot of nice stuff in it...
Okay. Ooh! Well, I think there are going to be some fighting words coming to him. Hillel will be in charge of the response. I don't know if I'm forgetting anybody else. Ooh!
And somebody breaks into the house because they have this ill intent to steal things.
Yes.
Or they don't like Jews or whatever the reason is. I have never met him before. I've never done anything.
Yeah.
Opposed to the case that you just brought up.
Right.
I'm sitting in a chair. It's like we're both fighting for life. But none of us have ill intent. We're just fighting for ourselves. In this case, the guy is going out of his way to try to kill
you. Don't someone. Have to explain to me the difference between two cases. But what does that tell you about the nature of the act? I would say the following. I'm still stuck up on one of my, I think, most important gemaras in Makos about a rotzeach ba'omer mutar. You kill someone and you say it's mutar. And the din is that you don't go to Ari Miklat. You don't go to Ari Miklat because you're a shogeg who's really karov l'mezid. And the question is, Tosus asked the kasha, why? After all, every shogeg in the Torah is omer mutar. And the real answer to this question is, haya lo leda. He should have known. The reason why you don't require hasra, so normally we like to give you hasra always if possible to be ma'atzmas l'misa. Obviously, in this case, we don't give you hasra because we also have the considerations of Rodef. I get that part. But nonetheless, the fact that we don't require Hasra is part of the malevolence of your act that you should have known.
Or it has to do that if we do require Hasra and somebody has to wait 5 seconds in order to warn the guy, in the middle of him telling him that he's going to get hurt for what he's about to do, he gets a bullet to the head.
Agreed, but it's a function of... It's not primarily a function or only of saving life. It's a function of malevolence. Because Haraya, when you're not doing anything wrong, I don't have the right to kill you, even though you're about to kill me. So that the fact that I have the right to kill you in a Rodef situation stems primarily from the malevolence of the act. I mean, there is a sugya about this, about Rodef Katan. It's the abortion sugya, by the way, for those who are interested. What?
Aren't you allowed to, like when the baby's crying in the attic, aren't you allowed to... If there's a baby's crying in the attic and Nazis storm in, the Gestapo storm in...
I don't know if you're allowed to kill the... I don't think you're allowed to kill the child. I don't... that's the sugya... That's even a step room, though. With a rodev katan is a katan is chasing you after to kill you, but the difference there, the katan has intent, he's just technically not a bar chiva. But anyway, without going into that sugya, I'm assuming for the... So again, I could make an argument, we could debate it, but I could make an argument that the fact that a Baal Machteres doesn't require hasra'a could be a function of the Chomer Ha'aveira. Combined maybe with other considerations, but I don't think I can make an argument that it's a reflection of the Chomer of the Misa. That's my opinion. Okay.
I agree with, but then I think that it doesn't even have to do with the Chomer of the
Avera. Okay. Now, moving on. Benny, you want to say something?
What is it?
Maybe it was a house in L.A. I don't know. Okay.
I don't understand how a lack of a struck can let you know the Chomer of the Isser, because Rotzeach Mamish, which is definitely... A more Chomer Avera than...
Oh, I knew this question. I was hoping nobody would call me on it.
Is attempted, let's say, murder, can't be more Chomer...
So I'll tell you the answer to that question. It's a very sharp question. or maybe my response initially was so bad that I didn't anticipate that, which is that he's asking, how can I argue that it's the Chomer HaAveira by Baba Machteres that obviates the need for Hasra, after all, Rotzeach B'Mezid requires Hasra? So the answer would be as follows. In other words, I acknowledge that there are two elements here. There is the idea of saving a life, but that in itself is not enough without the malevolent intent of the Baba Machteres. I would argue that by the Rotzeach, the reason why we require Hasra is because it's possible. By other Averos, even if... What?
You can't... That's such a flip-flop between the two. It's a chumra. The reason why I don't give you Hasra the first time is because if it's just a technicality, it has nothing to do with the chumra Avera, then you can't do the chumra Avera argument. You're going to say the reason,
well,
we would use it
anytime. Let me finish with that. Let him talk. Okay, let him talk. So, the, you know, I don't want to say I could give a teretz. The teretz would be, well, Rotzeach is when you do it to the guy's face, whereas Baba Machteres is worse because you're doing it in secret, right? You know, I do wonder. In other words, there also, remember, two parts to the Hasra. Part of it is Lahaf Chamin Shog Lamezik, and part of it is to be Matir Atzma Lamisa. So I would argue that it is conceivable that Rotzeach fundamentally doesn't require, and it may be in principle, you do have to know the difference between Shogi and Mezid, but we don't require Lahaf Chin, we don't require Matar Atzal Lamisa, but you do require the Hafchim and Shogin Lamezid. That requirement, the Hafchim and Shogin Lamezid, is done away with when you're Baba Machteres.
Maybe it's just not possible.
Well, we know it's not so really possible. I mean, it's always possible. You say, get out of my house or I'm going to kill you, but then you lose your advantage of surprise. So, I hear the difficulty. I think it is easier to shape things to argue why it's a reflection of the aveira that you're doing more than it is of the nature of the onish. Okay. So we'll disagree. Alex?
When it comes to that throw, we've been debating whether it's related to the onish or to the, I guess, the aveira. But isn't it obvious that it's the cause of the aveira and an effect on the onish? And why is the cause more weighted than the effect?
I don't understand. I'm not understanding.
The fact that I don't know how throw is caused by the fact, leaving aside the question that we just posed, let's say that it's that you don't have a straw, why don't you have a straw? That's caused by the fact that your aveira was greater.
Right.
Okay, but the effect is that the onish is greater.
The onish isn't greater than by Shabbos. It's the same.
I think it's even less than by Shabbos.
This comes back to the argument we've been having, that I don't understand why. I do think that you're seeing a little bit of us, because there is a psychological suffering that comes with...
I was waiting for someone to say that. Can we argue psychological versus physical? The suffering precedes the death, not the death itself.
It's part of it, and I would even say that, we've been sort of constructing this dichotomy where if the onesh is more chamor, then the argument is a kimle, right? But if the oven is more chamor, then no kimle. What about the third option, which is if the oven is more chamor, then yes kimle, because that itself is.
You did a bigger aveira,
which is something along the lines of what I was going to finish saying.
And it makes no sense. It makes no sense when he says it. It makes no sense to say that if the aveira is a bigger aveira, then we should more likely say kamle d'rabbi minei. No, I don't need to figure out exactly as far. I can just assume. I think it's fair to assume that the bigger your aveira, the more you deserve to be punished. To tell me that the bigger the aveira, therefore you get away with one punishment, you get away with only one punishment, that's called chote niskar. I don't care what the svar by kamle ravine is. You can't have chote niskar. You can't tell a guy that if you do this one, if you steal the money in this way, we're going to not make you pay money, we're going to make you pay money. But if you do a bigger aveira to steal the money, then we'll pater you. And when we're giving you the same onish, when we're giving you the mamish, the same onesh.
I mean, first of all...
What? No, I understand, but you can't say... If you tell me that we always say kamle, it's a technical procedure, and based on this, nothing I can do about it. Right? There is a degree of inequity. The poor guy who lost his house. Granted.
Most people don't
But
But
it doesn't make, even within jurisprudential, it doesn't make sense to say that when the Avera is worse, we're going to let you off the hook with more. To say that we never give Misan Mamon, that's fine. To say that we only give Misan Mamon, it's fine. To say that we don't combine Mamon with a more Chomer form of Misa, but a less form, we wouldn't, that makes sense too. But to say, you did a bigger Avera, so now we'll let you, we're giving you the same Onesh. You know, if Lu Yitzir, that there were two kinds of Chilul Shabbos, one which gave you Chenek, and one which gave you Skila, and we're going to turn around and say the following, if you do the one with Chenek, then you're chayiv to pay mamon. But if you do the worse one, do the bigger, we'll pot you from the mamon. Nobody, no, I don't care. Yes, the principle of Kamalei Rabbi Nei is not exactly Chotei Nisgar, by the way. Kamalei is not Chotei Nisgar because you do get the death penalty. If you had only done a mamon or safera, you pay mamon. Now that you do a death penalty too, you're Nisgar, in the sense you don't pay the mamon, you're getting something much worse. You have to show me two situations where you jump from one to the other, and by doing the bigger avera, you wind up getting less. So if you steal someone's property, you burn someone's house down during the week, you pay for the house. You burn it down on Shabbos, right? If you patted me totally and I got no punishment, in Beis Din, Misa, nor Mamon, that would be Chotei Nisgar. But that's not what Kamalei Rabbi Nei is. Kamalei Rabbi Nei says we give him the worst one.
It isn't Baba Machter.
What?
Isn't the final conclusion Baba Machter that the man doesn't even have to give back the thing that he stole?
Right, all the cases we've been talking about.
Well, the point is because he got Misa, in theory.
Exactly.
That's a general problem in Kamalei Rabbi Meir. You're still going to have to address a Chotei Nisgar problem. I'm sorry, there's no way around that.
I mean,
you
don't have to address Chotei Nisgar if in the case where you're theoretically chayav Misa, you don't have to pay anything. In the case where you're not theoretically chayav Misa, you do have to pay something. Like,
well, the point is that you paid.
Are you saying practically that someone who sinned would be subject to less punishment?
No, not practically. I'm not saying at a practical level.
So then, what's this far behind Chotei Nisgar?
Baba Machteres. The Chiddush in Baba Machteres is the same Chiddush in Chayav Misa Shogegin. That, by the way, points in a totally different direction of Kama Ramne, almost as if the nature of the Avera is one that's Mufka from Mamon. But I still expect within each category, the worse you do within the category, if it's structurally the same thing, A, where I did A and B, and B was a bigger Avera, but they both entail the same kinds of Chiyuvim. And in one case, in the worst case, I just give you one punishment, which was the same as you would have gotten in A, but in A, I give you that punishment and Mamon, and B, I only give you the punishment because B is worse. That makes no sense. And you don't have any cases in Kamalei Rabbi Nei like that. Yes, Kamalei Rabbi Nei has a degree of unfairness in it. It wouldn't stand Chotei Nisgar. I jokingly say, if you burn the person's house down on burn it down on Shabbos. But that's not Chotei Nisgar fundamentally, because theoretically you could entail you could get the death penalty. So that's a different problem.
Okay, so
why do we? It's not. There's almost an element. You might even say, by the way, and this does not work for the Shogun part, but even the Shogun part, it may work for. Even Shabbos, if you burn it down on purpose and you don't get the punishment, and it may be on Chotei Nisgar is only really a question by Mason, you get Kares. Okay, so I know that Kares is not technically itself enough to generate a Ptur. But the bottom line is, it may be a din where potentially you could have got Mrs. Basedin. You get Kares instead, so you know what? You're getting Kares instead of Mamon. So there is a cost. There is a cost to the person who does it through Chilul Shabbos. Yeah, he doesn't pay, he gets Kares instead. And even by Chayve Misa Shogun, so there, firstly, it may not be Chotei Nisgar because he didn't do it on purpose, so it's totally different. Or you might argue that the fact that you have to bring a Chatas shows you that your punishment, in other words, we assume, Klape Shmaya, that a person who violates Shabbos B'Shogeg is subject to Onshin. He requires Kapara. And if he doesn't do his Kapara, he could be Nenash with Yisurin. Right, so it's not, that's not Chotei Nisgar, even Chayve Misa Shogun. If all you think about is your bottom line, your wallet, yeah, it's Chotei Nisgar, but that's a crumb way of looking at the world.
Unless it's a jurisprudential principle.
What's that?
Unless it's a jurisprudential principle.
Okay, so I think there's certainly a jurisprudential element in here. I agree, but still, I can't understand a Beis Din that says that if you do the Avera with Mamon, that gets you only Chenek, so then we are going to punish you with both punishments. Why? But if you do a worse Avera, then we'll let you off the hook. Even though it gets the same punishment. Now, I'm sorry, I want to go... In other words, if it's the same punishment, but a bigger Avera? And then to say that in the lesser Avera will make you pay money. But the bigger Avera, you could come up with a Svarim, by the way, but none of you have thought about it, but I'm going to dismiss it because I think it's irrelevant. You could say that if the purpose of punishments is to get kapara for you, we're not going to allow you to achieve kapara. There's a reason why it won't work here, right? We have such an idea, right? That sometimes, Eidim Zomimim Shehargu are not Neragim. And the way, part of the explanation the Ramban offers is that, you know, maybe this is the Kesa Mishnah, is that the punishment is insufficient to achieve the Kapara, therefore we don't give it. We leave it to the Rabbanu Shalom. I don't think that's actually going to work here. There's a reason for it, but I want to talk about why. Zach. What?
I don't think we can make that assumption about Kimlei Bidrabimine if we assume it's mostly a jurisprudential principle.
You don't want a jurisprudent that's totally crumb. I understand based on saying that we don't punish twice. I understand that they say we don't punish twice, therefore we give you the more severe one. Makes sense to me. Right? It makes sense as a jurisprudential, but on some level. It has an injustice.
I don't know. If someone's crumb enough to be Michal Shabbos or like to be Baba Nachteres, then like they're probably more scared of
So I don't think we're interested in dealing with people's warped psychology. I think Beis Din looks at it from their perspective, a way society is supposed to look at it. And Misa is more chamer than Mama. We don't look at the Mishugayim. You know, listen, Mistama, please understand something. I joke about burning the house down on Shabbos. L'chora, the guy who burned the house down on Shabbos didn't plot, I'll wait till Shabbos to do it. He probably wasn't a guy who came out of the base medrash. He came out of the base medrash, he was probably, you know, cheating on his security, you know, securities fraud. He probably wasn't burnt. Well, I guess some of them like to do, you know, have the buildings burned down also, but that's, you know, for insurance purposes. But anyway, but in all seriousness, I don't think the general assumption of the Kamei Rabbeinu is the Kurmi Yeshiva Bachar who figures he's going to get off the hook. Right? The assumption is he was Mechalel Shabbos, he burned down the house. And based on that, we give one punishment. It's our strange form of double jeopardy. All I'm saying is that once you accept that principle, it is bizarre to say that Beis Din in one case will give you that more severe punishment plus mammon, in the other case just that severe punishment, where the one where they give you both punishments is a lesser avera, but the one they will say, well, we're not going to punish you is more chamar avera. You're really stretching.
Given that the svara for Kimlei is not obvious anyway,
I don't think it matters what this, unless you're going to argue my kapara svara.
I don't have a well-formulated svar for Kimlei. But then again, I don't think the fact that we don't have the well-formulated svar for Kimlei indicates that like we can't.
Can you please translate the words for me?
What Kimlei did? Yes. We uphold for him in the greater.
The correct meaning is the way we would probably translate. And maybe I'm biased here, but it stands for him, or it is sufficient for him. Okay, with the greater of the punishments. Now, I grant that I'm taking only a little luxury in translating it to be sufficient. But when I translate, and I think that's what the sense of Kim laid the Rabbi meant. Now he was the challenge me. He let that one go by.
No, I didn't realize it's sufficient.
Ah.
I don't know if that's the case.
So I think.
Agreed.
No. It'd be made more. It's more logical to say that two lesser punishments you could get, but if you have a more severe punishment, that's sufficient. What I'm saying is the following: if you are given a choice, in one case you give him mamon and skila, and the other case you'll only give him skila. If you're going to say sometimes you say kamalei, sometimes we don't. It is hard for me to imagine that in the lesser avera we would say no kamalei rabbeinu. You give him skila and mamon, but when he does a bigger avera, now we'll only give him skila.
But then you should all. But I agree with that, morally speaking. But then you should ask a question and say, then maybe kamalei rabbeinu. Maybe we should disagree with Rameir, and even for malchus and mamon, we should only give one of them.
No, but that's an argument over where to draw the line. But fundamentally speaking, once we agree to draw the line in a certain place. Okay, and we say that you can get punishments X and Y, or we say we give you punishments X and Y for a lesser Avera, but once you do a Mochama Avera, we'll just give you the punishment X.
Then it can't be on the Avera. That's where I think it needs to be on the onus. It needs to be on the punishment. And that's why I think that a Misa one way or Misa another way, it's still within the same category of Misa. I don't think it. Meaning, if you're going to die, you're going to die.
That's my whole point.
I agree with that. I totally agree with that.
Okay, we're going in circles now. Alex.
Okay, I want to try to reconstruct this just to remind the left. Okay, so then I said, so
I said, why not say when the avon goes up, then yes, kimlay. So then you said chotin iskar. So then someone said that there's chotin. So then I said there's not chotin iskar when he doesn't remind you the price. In fact, full terms, I said that there's chotin iskar. There's, so no, there's not really chotin.
But you're getting a worse punishment.
Okay, but that's already, now we're introducing, you said, yeah, practically in this world he might be doing better, but spiritually he's doing worse.
Well, again, let me go. I want to. There's a question of what in heaven's name is chayvim isur shogegin. But as a matter of principle, the Sfar of Kamlev the Rabbi starts out in a place where Beis Din is being actually manish. So my point to you was that if I burn down your house during the week, I pay mamon. If I burn it down on Shabbos, I get misa. Right? I'm not chotei niskar. For burning it down on Shabbos, I wasn't rewarded. Being rewarded would mean I wouldn't pay and I wouldn't get killed.
Right. No, I understand that. But I'm saying the case of Kares demonstrates, the case of being getting Kares instead of being money, demonstrates that we consider spiritual punishment as well.
Well, that's, and in principle, that is Rav Nechunya ben Akana Shita. Because
okay.
It's not just spiritual punishment in theory, it's maybe punishment by Olam Hazeh, just a different kind. Right? Dying young, Meis Bonim, right? Ariri, that's what Chazal understand Kares.
Right. Well, I would ask. I would ask, so then when your avera is worse, so then the form of the spiritual, you know, kapara that you're receiving is more severe, and so the fact that the avera is worse means that we should give you less because the you can't compare a misa that you're getting for a worse avera to a misa you're getting for a less avera. Because the part that you're going to undergo, whether you want to say this world or next world, whatever your neshama is undergoing, is going to be worse.
So that's the argument I told you could make. I don't like it in this case, about the avera is too great, therefore we don't give you the onesh. That's more or less a flip side of that same thing. Let me tell you why I think it's still wrong. It's wrong because I don't like to go down that Kares road in the first place. Really, the idea of chayve misa shogegin is a funny din. It's hard to explain. When you're talking about the core principle kamed rabbi, it means Beis Din administers the punishment. I don't care what the hashlachot are in olam haba. For the moment, bottom line is Beis Din gives you misa instead of mamon. It's not chotei niskar. If, however, Beis Din patas you instead of giving you misa and mamon, but you do a big arver and now Beis Din only gives you the same misa, that is chotei niskar.
Okay. How did that account for my question of Kares?
I don't think Kares plays a role here.
Okay, why?
Well, for the moment, as a matter of principle, we don't say kamei rabbeinu with Kares. I only invoke the Kares to try to explain why by chayve misa shogegin you should be pater. If you're not actually getting the misa, you're not even chay misa. Forget not getting it. You did a shogeg, and yet we still say kamei rabbeinu. That's a hard din to explain bichlal. Right, that cannot be explained as a matter of jurisprudential procedure, Danny, correct? Because Beis Din doesn't do anything to you for Chilul Shabbos. I don't know really what to do with that. That seems to relate to the name.
What's that?
First,
that's the reason.
I don't know. I'm not sure what order which order things go in. I don't know. And by the way, I'm inclined to like Rabbi Yochanan's position the best. Rabbi Yochanan's position, some of you may realize, there was a machlokas in what he said. And the first version that was presented, even if it was against the Tanabe Chizkiya, is Rabbi Yochanan doesn't believe in Chai Malkus or Chai Misas Shokin. Rabbi Yochanan really, the Ravin or Rav Dimi, I forget who came first, who brought Rabbi Yochanan's Shmua, it's on the bottom of the Lamedal Ramed Beis, really believes that it's a jurisprudential principle. If you're not getting the Misa or you're not getting the Malkus for whatever reason, you pay the money. It's a purer form and easier to understand, right? The Chayve Misa Shogim seems to be some type of Xeris HaKosef, and I have no explanation for it. That might be the best we're going to be able to say about it. Right? Because I don't think, no matter what you say, it's virtually hard to understand why should that be. But, in fact, I would say that even more so, because you do run down the road maybe of Chotei Niskar, which is contrary, just Chotei Niskar is a powerful Svara all over the place. And there has to be a compelling reason why it's not Chotei being Niskar. So that's why I think that it has to be a chomer ha'aveira. And if you want to say kam le rabimine because it's more chomor, it has to be a chomer onesh. And therefore, it's enough that we're doing.
Okay.
If you want to say that the less chomer it is, the more likely we are to say kam le rabimine, it has to be the chomer ha'aveira.
I wanted to suggest, I'll just reformulate for one second.
I want to suggest that, and this is me switching a little bit sides then, I want to suggest that the very fact the avera is worse means that if we're willing to introduce spiritual components into this, then the onus is necessarily worse. They're inseparable. A misa that comes about from a worse avera is necessarily a worse misa.
Why?
Because of the hashlachos in olam
haba. Okay, I'm not accepting. I threw that out only in conjunction with the actual theoretical misas based. Then I'm not. We reject Rav Nechunya ben Hakana when it's convenient for me.
But then it also doesn't make sense. In
Zach.
I think we keep talking about this idea that if we have a punishment, the same punishment like Chenek, or that we can have different levels of chumra and avera. I thought that's how we determine how chumra and avera is the punishment.
No, I agree with you. I said this earlier in response to Danny, even though I misunderstood what he was saying according to him, which I believe I misunderstood. Which is that if I look at two averas and I don't know which is more chomer, the punishment is a gauge. If I have two averas and I know which is more chomer and I have to decide to which... If one gets skila and one gets chenek, I assume the one that gets skila is more chomer. If I have two averas where I know which is more chomer than one another, but I'm trying to decide, I know the punishment from one, and now I'm trying to decide the punishment for the other, I can sort of use that as a kal v'chomer. Right? That we understand as well. Here's my point, though. If I know what the punishment is for both, and it's the same, okay, and yet I know for some reason, sometimes the fact that two punishments are the same doesn't prove that one they're of the exact same chomer, right? Doesn't have to be.
How do you determine otherwise? Who gets to say that one's more?
I'll give you an example where I think it's absolutely clear which avera is more chomer, but they get the same onus. Avodah Zarah. And Nara Hamarasa. Someone who's a Mumar Lavo al Nara Samarasos, I don't think is Pasal Lechara Tarakula. He could get the death penalty, but he only loses his Nemonis for Arayos. Someone who's an Oved Avod Zara is Kigoy Lecholdvarov. They both get Skila. I think it's fair to say that one is a bigger Avera than the other in a classic sense. I could find better examples even than that. But, you know, skila is the top category of onesh. Sometimes you do something so bad, you know, there are different averos in this country that get the death penalty. Different levels of murder, right? Some levels of murder are worse than another, but you don't have to reach that madriga, right? You could get to a lesser madriga and you still get the death penalty. So, onesh being the same does not in itself mean that they're of exact equal value. So this is my point. If I have a situation where the onesh... where I know one avera is more chomer than the other. I know that as a fact. It makes no sense to be more lenient on the more chomer avera than on the lesser avera. It might be that you're stringent the same way. Because why? Let's say I tell you that avera B is greater than avera A. It's a bigger avera. And I tell you that avera A, you get srefa. Okay, a skila is more chomer than srefa. So I want to know, if Avera A, which is less chomer, gets Srefa, then Avera B, which is more chomer than Avera A, gets? No. Why is it wrong that it gets Skila? Because Dayola Bamin Adin Lios Kanadon. You can assume that it gets at least Srefa, but you don't know that it gets more than Srefa. If, let's say, we have any workout, any of you lift weights? Okay, you lift weights, okay? Eli, you lift weights? Okay. Maybe you're very strong. I lift some weights too, but I don't lift heavy weights. Okay, different purpose. So let's say we know that you're stronger than I am. If I can lift 50 pounds, how much do we know that Eli can lift?
At least 50 or greater.
Thank you. You just said it. Exactly. So why did you tell me that if we know that B is more chomer than A and A gets Srefa, that B gets Skila? Right? Well, B gets at least Srefa.
At least, but... also more.
Not necessarily.
Well, not necessarily. That's my point.
If
I tell you are stronger than me and I can lift 50 pounds...
You might only be able to lift 75, not 100.
Right. And maybe...
What's in between 75 and 69?
Nothing.
It's a huge gap.
Nothing. You don't know how big the gap is. You don't know if it's enough. That's the principle, by the way. If Dayo Labam and Din Lios Kanidon... We say in the base measure Kanidon. It's Kanadon. I think in the vocalized manuscript it's Kanadon. But anyway.
I think it's Canadian.
What? What's that?
I think it's Canadian.
Okay.
That's like Navo. It's Nifal of the
Ein Vav.
Ein
Vav, yeah.
Rare.
Okay. So anyway, sorry, I should have restrained myself. Dayo Labin Dayo, I'll tell you the way you say it is Dayo Lovam and Adin Lios Kanidon. That's the way you say it, but it's not Lavo. Right? You say Lavo, no? Dayo Lovam and Adin Lios Kanidon? I know it's Labo. That I would never say. That's ridiculous. Nido another is not a big deal. Okay? I think people, I'm not sure how people read. Anyway. So, Zach, that's the answer to your question. In this case, if I know that Avera X is more Chomer than Avera Y, it seems inconceivable to me to say that if I'm giving one, and they both get Skila, it's inconceivable to say that in a case of Avera Y, I give you both Skila and Bekipay Mamon, but now that I do the more Chomer Avera X, that I say Kamei Dravamine. It's not the Chomer HaAvera that should generate Kamei Dravamine, it's the Chomer HaOnesh. That I think everybody was masking to.
I'll
tell you by the principle of pikuach nefesh and machilin osoa kala kal tchila, we use onesh as a gauge. You know, in the olam ha'emes, and the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes his cheshbonos, so you know what? Yes, gilei arayos is worse than wearing shatnez, clearly. But you know what? On some level, you could imagine the Olam HaEmes where Kadosh Baruch Hu might be more makel on you in Gilei Raya's than my Shatnez. You know why? Because Gilei Raya's, you have a powerful Yetzer Hara. But putting on Shatnez, you have a powerful Yetzer Hara ordinarily. That you know, assuming you had another option available and you didn't have no clothing, right? One is a lahachis, and fundamentally. But they move, right? So the point is, one person is such a great taiva. So I'll pee them when we calculate the two, which would you do to violate? The answer is you do the one with the lesser onesh. That's the way we evaluate things and based it in the human context. But you should know, if you're choosing to sin, don't assume for the moment that, oh, it's not such a big aveira. You never know how the Ribbono Shel Olam cheshbons things. That's all the Rambam means in Hilchos Teshuva. We do have ways of, you know, categorizing. You know, averis. And we use typically, not always, not only, but one of the primary tools is Chomer HaOnesh. Okay. So what have we figured out today now that we're going to stop? We disagree, right? Okay. So the bottom line is the following. We've explained, I'm just going to explain this as a way of summary, not our entire discussion, because our entire discussion is all for enlivening, enriching our Torah scope and many ideas that come in, but the bottom line in the Gemara is the following. The Gemara says that you make the first Lashon, Rashi, the first Teretz and Tosfos, and maybe the Maskana of Tosfos, is that the reason why Rabba needed to tell us this din, his two Memras, is to teach us the din of Chomlei b'Derabbi made by the Keren in a case of Bava Machteres and a case of Shabbos. Why did he need both cases? Well, he needed to tell us the case by Shabbos because had he only told us the case by Bava Machteres, which if Bava Machteres is more chamur because you don't require hasra'ah, so I would have said that by Bava Machteres, because the punishment is so chamur, because you don't even require hasra'ah and we kill you, and it's a greater psychological punishment than whatever it is, therefore we only give you the misa, we don't make you pay the mamon. But by the punishment legabe Shabbos, which is less chamur than misa, then in order to get you to the requisite amount of punishment you deserve, we can still give you misa and mamon. Had he only told us legabe Shabbos, but not legabe Machteres, I would have said legabe Shabbos, where that misa is so bad because you can get it at any time, right? In other words, you're liable long term for it. So there, we say come in ramine, it's sufficient to punish you with the misa. We don't give you the mamon. Bava Machteres, where if you got out of the Machteres alive, nothing happened, no harm, no foul, and so on. So then we wouldn't say come. We would say you don't say come lebi the rabamine because the onus of the misa, the potential misa, wasn't so severe. So it's not the sum total of punishment is not so draconian. That's the first lashon, and then God willing, on Sunday we will have to now explore the second lashon. And even though we may read Tosfos inside once, because this is really necessary, there's a Tosfos that is truly necessary for reading the Gemara properly. Right? Some Tosfosim go off into other sugyas and shas. Here, fundamentally, just understanding what the Gemara was saying, we need this Tosfos. Okay.